Flying home from Chicago to Phoenix, the reality of the handshake set in. Who am I to write a book with Donald Trump? I kept asking myself. And what would we write about? The subject of real estate popped into my head. With that thought, my personal critic chimed in and cynically asked, "You and Donald Trump write a book on real estate?" When it comes to real estate, Donald Trump is in the major leagues, and you're in the little league. He builds skyscrapers in New York. And what do you own? A few apartment houses, a few low-rise commercial buildings, and some raw land? Besides, he's a billionaire, and you're only a millionaire. Suddenly, my successes and accomplishments seemed very small and inconsequential. Instead of feeling honored to be asked to write a book with Donald Trump, I felt miserable. What can we possibly write about? I asked myself over and over again as the plane flew from Chicago to Phoenix. 2 weeks later, Bill's anchor called from New York and asked, "Have you called Donald?" "No, I haven't," I replied. "Why not?" "Because I'm turning into a chicken," I said, and uttered a few chicken sounds. "Besides, what would we write about? His financial statement has a few more zeros in it than mine." "Oh, cut it out," said Bill. "You've sold over 26 million copies of your books. You're known all over the world. You've been on the New York Times bestseller list for 5 years. 5 years. Don't sell yourself short." "Yeah," I responded sheepishly. "But he still has more zeros and commas. His buildings are taller. What would we write about?" "Robert, just call Meredith and find out," Bill said kindly. "Just talk to her. She's waiting for your call. So call her now." Okay, I replied. "I'll call her right now." Before I could lose my nerve, I hung up with Bill and dialed Meredith's number. "Hello, this is Meredith McIver." And this book was born.